69. Developing the market. Dialogue 1.
What are our areas for growth? What sectors do you see the most potential in? If we are going to pull our sales numbers up and develop the brand, we got to work across the board.
It's not just spreading out to new markets that we have to address. I think we'd better first pay attention to developing our brand in the markets we already have. We've reached the awareness level, but we haven't established customer loyalty. People know who we are, but they still don't trust in our brand.
I don't see why we can't work on opening new markets and developing the markets we've already penetrated at the same time. Both aspects of developing our customer base and developing our brand are important.
Dialogue 2.
Which of the steps are you focusing on in brand growth? Awareness, understanding, acceptance, or loyalty?
We're working on different steps in different areas. For example, our Corbett line is thriving in American markets. We've already reached the loyalty stage. In Asia, however, it's a different story. Most people haven't even heard of Corbett. So we're working on awareness through a lot of product launches and related activities.
What are you doing to increase understanding in the European sector?
Understanding comes from product differentiation. We get that through product demonstrations, literature, expert testimonials, and the like. ¶¶